GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. George, State Representative Mike Sobolewski, person of his word, said he'd dial in this morning on line three to talk about what happened at a Chamber of Commerce meeting up his way back on July 6th. Mike, welcome back to GHRT.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mike. Gee whiz, I leave you for a weekend, you get in trouble.
Well, George, you know, I need you there for me. I need you in the background, back up.
Why did you go to talk to the Phillips Chamber of Commerce, Mike?
Well, first off, let me say Phillips is a beautiful community. We're a community of about 1,000 people. It's a great select committee, a great conservative community, a great town manager. We have a lot of roads, 46 miles, troubled, harsh winters. They do a great job. The chamber is not part of the town. The chamber is a separate entity. And let me clarify that the community center is not the town's community center. We have a gymnasium where everything happens. This is a little building downtown. And that's where this was taking place. I had heard a rumor that we were not going to be able, elected officials were not going to be allowed in this year's parade. And this parade's been going on 60 some odd years. People were in it all the time. I've been in it every year since I've lived here, 14 years. And it was due to a Facebook post that was put out by a local resident that says something to the effect, it was read to me, I haven't read it, something to the effect of, I can't believe Jared Golden's going to be marching in the parade this year. He'll be lucky if someone doesn't shoot him. That was what the post was.
Wow.
And they, because of that post, they're saying that they were not going to allow any politicians, any elected officials to march in the parade. And I had, because I'm in the parade, and I had staged in the staging area last year. Well, first off, Democrats only really participate in that on the election years. This is a very Republican community and area. Our both senators in the area are Republican, all the representatives are Republican, so we have a very strong presence. And as I staged last year, Congressman Golden pulled in. I'd never met him face-to-face. He walked right over to the truck and introduced himself, and we chatted. He didn't mention anything about that at all. So I heard that on a week ago, Sunday at 4 in the afternoon, there was a meeting of the chamber. It was at the small community center. I went down, went in, introduced myself to the chair, told her I was there to ask about the parade. We chatted about a phone call that was made to her from a friend. She didn't return, blah, 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 just trivial stuff. I asked her what to do. She said, sit down. She let me go first. That was very nice of her. And I asked, what was going on? I'd heard this as a rumor. Could you tell me why? She said, a death threat to Jared Golden and arguments between participants of the parade. And I said, well, this is a public event paid for by public funds. And they got into an argument with that this is not paid for with public funds. I pointed out it's on the warrant, $1,000 for the Phillips Chamber of Commerce for the Old Home Days Parade. They were required to provide matching funds. And she said, and anyways, they continued along that. And I said, look, this is a First Amendment rights issue, guys. And you can't prohibit anybody from participating. And she said, okay, well, that's enough. You need to leave. And I said, hold on a second, guys. I'm a member of this community, and I always participate in it. And Susie Sanders got up from the other side of the table, and she said, you need to leave. Another one of the ladies turned to me, and she said, you threw this town under the bus. So I'm turning to her to say, what are you talking about? When Sanders comes around the table, gets up right to the side of my face and says, I told you to leave or I'm calling the sheriff. I didn't even pay any attention to her. I'm trying to figure out what this lady's talking about, me throwing it down under the bus. And she wouldn't answer it. So finally, I get up. I walk. I said, look, guys, I'm going to participate in it anyways. It's a First Amendment issue. And Sanders again said, I told you to leave. So I get up. I head out towards the door. I stop at the chair, and I said, can I ask two real quick questions? What's the mailing address of the chamber? And she told me. And I said, does the chamber have an attorney, someone else I can speak with? And she said, we'll get one. I said, that's not what I'm saying. And then one of the other girls said, the state chamber has a legal department, and they will handle it for us. And I turned and left. When I got outside, there was a lady outside. She was talking on her phone. She said, he's leaving now, so we're all set, and we're good. And then that night, about 9:30, I'm in bed. I get a phone call. I see my phone light up on the nightstand. I answer it. sheriff's deputy, can you step outside and talk with me? No, well, no, come on in the house. You know, I'll get dressed and meet you at the door. And he gave me a notice, do not trespass, do not go back to that little community center for a year, that was filed by Susie Sanders. Evidently, 2 months ago, the church had signed that over to her, so she had control of it. I said, guys, you should just call me. I'd have stopped down and, you know, seen you at the sheriff's department. But anyways, that's what happened. And since then, there's been some real spicy stuff going on. But it was blown way out of proportion. That's what happened.
Susie Sanders is what, from the Phillips Children's Foundation?
Yeah, and I don't know what's going on with that. I have no idea. I did donate to them this year, which kind of surprised me. I donate to the PAC, a pretty good check to the PAC. And I donated to that as well in support of the parade and the events that she puts on at the parade for the children. I don't even know why she was there. It wasn't about the Children's Foundation. I didn't even know there was a Chamber of Commerce. I didn't even know there was a Children's Foundation. I had no idea, George.
Well, wait a second. You said you didn't know there was a Children's Foundation, but you said you donated to it. But you said you donated
to
it.
I didn't know it was called the Foundation. It's a thing that's called the Treasure Hunt thing. Or whatever it's called, the Wonderland is what it's called. I didn't know the Wonderland was sponsored by the Children's Foundation.
Okay, wanted to clear that up. State Representative Mike Sobolewski, can we go back? Yeah. How did you throw the town? Have you figured out how you allegedly threw the town under the bus?
No, I haven't. Not really.
What is that all about?
I don't know. In late 23... there was a massive, massive storm up here, as you guys remember. It completely clogged up one of our rivers, and the town had no idea what to do. And they called me and asked me if I could help. I called Commissioner Lois from DEP. I'm on Environment Natural Resource Committee. I asked her if we could put some heavy equipment in the river, and she gave permission. So I told them they could put an excavator and whatever they needed in to clear the blockage and put the river back on its course. Well, they dug a little too deep. DEP was not happy with that, and so they've been up there a few times trying to work through it, and I've been helping with that as well. But some people are trying to say that Mike Sobolewski gave permission to dredge the river, and that wasn't true. So I was getting thrown under the bus. She might have meant that. That's about all I know. But the town has thanked me repeatedly in town select meetings for my assistance in that issue.
As far as the parade and politicians go, I don't know how many parades I've been involved in. Rick, you have been in a bunch of them. I've rode in a convertible up front. I've walked in a couple. I've never been around a main parade that didn't have politicians. Have you, Rick?
I can't say yet to that, but I think times have changed, though.
Well, yeah, maybe times have changed. I remember most of them have brown pants and blue shirts, and they walked and waved, and and I know this Senator Collins has walked in one already this year. It's and sometimes they're in the middle, sometimes they're back near the fire trucks.
Well, do you want to talk about the elephants in the room? And that is the governor's recent appearance and the main potato blossom parade. In the internal combustion motor vehicle, and according to those who were there talking to us, first-hand witness accounts, she was not well received. It is a time of peril for politicians should they choose to appear in public.
That is, absolutely true.
It is, no question about that. But prior to ever actually even going to that meeting, probably even knowing that that meeting was happening, I sat down with a friend of mine who's an attorney. He had said point blank, they cannot do that. This is a First Amendment rights issue. Another attorney has chimed in. This is a First Amendment rights issue. And so, you know, there was no need to get up in arms about it. It was pretty calm as far as I was concerned. And just laying out the facts to him. And since then, I've been told that they backtracked and changed their stance on it, and they are going to now allow it. I was told by someone they're going to try and put us back by the fire trucks, so we'll be blasted out and all this other stuff, which is ridiculous. But Sanders didn't let that go. From what I understand, I've been told she's called the sheriff's department to talk with the sheriff to have me charged with something. She called the media. She called the Speaker of the House's office to have something done there. And I was told yesterday by someone that told her that she called Neil McClain, the district attorney, and asked him if he would charge me with something. And he told her, "This nobody's going to do that. Just drop this." So she's just not letting it go, even though the chamber is. I even question if she's part of the chamber.
But she owns the building, apparently.
She apparently owns the building. That's true.
So I could understand that if she owns the building, she could ask you to, whether or not it was polite or not, she could ask you to leave.
That's okay. I don't mind. That's okay. But I'll tell you, Rick, anytime anybody, I don't care who it is going to try and interfere with the constitutional rights of anybody in this state, any one of my constituents or me, I'm going to go in and ask questions about it. I'm going to defend the Constitution and my constitutional rights. And that was a conversation defense. It doesn't need to go any further. We'll see what she does.
Is it a private parade, though?
It's a private parade, which is different rules than a public parade.
Yeah.
But it's on a state road, open to the public, paid for with public funds. And they can bar someone from being in a private parade, a privately organized parade, if the participant's message conflicts with the organizer's expressive association rights. Relevant to Supreme Court cases, that's what I was told. That means that if we are a straight pride organization and we're having a private parade, we are not compelled to allow a gay pride organization to join us. That's all that means. Guys, I've got just 2 minutes left. Could I shift gears real quickly? I do want to say something. In April, I sent a letter signed by all of the Republicans in the Senate and the House to Attorney General Pam Bondi, asking her to look into Maine Energy's policies in compliance with the protection of Maine Energy from state overreach. On Thursday, I got a call from the DOJ, and they have it. They're working on it, and they're moving forward with it, looking at net energy billing, looking at our regional greenhouse gases. Additionally, last Thursday, I filed another complaint with the Department of Justice, with Deputy Attorney General, Associate Attorney General Jesus Osetti, a complaint regarding school-based health clinics operating in Maine, including HealthReach community health centers. Asked for a comprehensive investigation into this, and I know that that's in the Deputy AG's hands. He is number three at the DOJ, so there's a lot of other stuff, good stuff that's going on.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.